This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. Big businesses have received bad press during the last few years. There was the taxpayer bailout of the big banks and automakers. Then there's a recent report about the widening gap between worker and CEO pay. Now the Occupy Wall Street movement has companies and some political leaders worried about an anti-corporate backlash that could make it harder to do business in America. So what can companies do to improve their image? Become more ethical. That's the recommendation from Frank Bucaro. He's a corporate ethics speaker and author whose clients include Blue Cross Blue Shield, Merck, and Caterpillar. Mr. Bucaro, most companies have systems that help them comply with laws and regulations. Why is it important for managers to go beyond asking, is this legal, and ask, is this ethical?
I think, Dan, part of the real issue here is when we equate compliance with ethics. Just because it's legal doesn't make it ethical. They're relatable concepts, but they're an entirely different training and living issues.
And this is something that when you get an MBA, for example, do they teach you how to become ethical?
You may get an ethics course, but that's about it. And even in the research that I've done with major corporations, even the online ethics training that many of these companies do, their chief compliance and ethics officers will tell me there's no accountability. You know, if you have 5,000 people taking an online ethics course, how do you know what they've actually internalized? And the only way that I think you'd know is if nothing happens, if there is no gaffe in what's going on or issues in corporate America. But you leave yourself wide open, according to the federal sentencing guidelines about lawsuits, fines, and we've seen that in the news as well.
So let's talk about when you visit a company and speak to management teams. How do you begin your ethics lesson?
The key point is to come up with a common definition. So the one that I use is ethics is a tough decision with the payout at the end. That you really have to agonize, and I mean that in a positive way, how we can be and practice ethics in our business, to our customers, to our vendors, our suppliers, our shareholders, et cetera. Because research has pointed out in Marketing Week magazine in August that brands that promote their ethical stance are more likely to attract and retain customers. You have to keep the message of trust and values out there. And the next thing I do with my clients is I say, look, why don't you start rewarding ethical behavior instead of punishing whistleblowers? If I can stop something from becoming an ethical issue, 9 times out of 10, I could stop it from becoming a legal issue. And I tell my clients, and where's it going to cost you more money when you go to court? You know, so you need to be proactive in ethics, and compliance is strictly reactive. And so I also tell them that ethics training needs to be ongoing. This one-shot stuff doesn't work. And the reason why a lot of companies do the one-shot stuff is because it's compliant with the federal sentencing guideline. You need to go beyond that. If it's important, the message needs to be lived and reemphasized on an ongoing basis in a company.
Without mentioning any names here, give me one example where you were hired to improve a company's ethics and you walked in, looked around and said, wow, this team is seriously ethically challenged.
I've had a referral of a company that had an ethics issue. It was a family-owned company, a trucking company. One of their senior-level execs who wasn't part of the family, who's been there for 10 years, had an ethics lapse. They got caught. The FBI came in and took all the books. The judge said to this company, do you have an ethics training program or compliance? They said no. And he said, I'll give you a couple of months to get one up. Come back and see me before I make judgment. So they somehow got a hold of me. I went in, you know, looked around, and we got all the execs together. We started to develop an ethics training program. We got it up and running. And when they went to court 3 months later, as soon as the judge saw what they were trying to do from the top down to the new hire, et cetera, on ethics, he reduced the fine 80% because at least they were trying to do the right thing.
So when corporations achieve ethical nirvana, or however you want to put it, unfortunately, that would put you out of business.
Hey, you know, I don't think I'll live long enough for me to be out of business with really what's good. That would be the ideal. That would be great. However, you know, you would think after Enron, we wouldn't have any more scandals. Well, here we are 10 years later, and it's still happening from Madoff to Wall Street to what caused this recession. I mean, greed, I mean, you name it, it rears its ugly head. So where are the ethics? We know what the law says. And going back to the law, the federal sentencing guidelines do require ongoing compliance ethics training for two reasons. Number one, if something happens and you can prove that you've had an ongoing compliance ethics training program, your fines will be greatly reduced because at least you tried. And number two, if it's ongoing, which means consistent, it means to your employees, this isn't a one-shot thing. We're getting this all along, so this must be important, and increases the odds of changing their attitudes and their behavior regarding their work.
Frank Bucaro is an award-winning speaker and an author about corporate ethics. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dan.